want to start by giving you guys a little bit of background on myself and the events that led to how this company came to be. I was introduced to a guy by the name of Tim Foley. Tim Foley used to play for the Miami Dolphins. I knew someone who introduced my wife and I to him, and we met him and his wife in Miami, and he was very successful. And one of the first things I learned that really changed the direction that ultimately, I think, led to me to this foundation and doing a project like this was some of the things that I learned from Tim. One of those first things was the fact that I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do as far as a living, but I knew I wanted to be successful. And, you know, he had what I thought was success. You know, he had a lot of money. He had the toys. He had, you know, a nice boat and houses and so forth and so on, things that we associate with success. And the first thing he told me was, you need to go find somebody that is doing what you want to do, has been doing it for at least 10 years, and then evaluate what they're doing. How much money they're making? How much stress do they have? How much time do they have? Do they have time and money at the same time? Evaluate their lifestyle and then ask yourself if that is really the lifestyle you want if you were to do that for 10 years. And that was really an eye-opening exercise for me, because at that time I thought maybe I'd be an attorney, maybe a doctor, I don't know, maybe a teacher. I wasn't really sure. You know, I was in college at the time. And then I started really looking at each of those careers, and I actually started talking to people that were in those fields and realized that I didn't want to do none of that for many reasons. Went back to Tim and he said, look, you want to find something that gives you ultimately what you want that is also associated to helping people. This is when I was introduced to Zig Ziglar. If you help enough other people get what they want in the process, you can have what you want. And that concept was introduced to me, and I kind of ran with it. And it was at that point in my life that I became aware of personal development and started going to events, seminars, workshops, anything I could get my hand on, tapes, books, that I could feed my number one asset, my mind, what it needed to be able to accelerate to success. I currently have a library probably of a couple hundred authors, books on audio, recorded audio, that if you come work for the company, you'll have access to as a collaborator. Even if you don't work for the company, if you want to collaborate with me, I'm fine with that. You know, if I can help change your mindset and help you succeed in life as a result of the information that has impacted my life, that's what it's all about. And so that basically pushed me into looking for opportunities. And, you know, if you're not looking, they're not going to run over you, especially if you're running from them and you're running towards a dead end, which is what I was doing until, you know, I had that wake-up call, that moment in my second year of college where, you know, you realize that you don't want to trade time for money the rest of your life. So I pursued several projects. At the age of 32, became a multimillionaire, co-founded a company that today is still doing $20 million a month, walked away from that company a year and a half later on principle. We weren't helping anybody, and basically started, founded, co-founded multiple companies, projects, until I founded this company about 8 years ago. At the end of 2007, I was in my balcony of my church talking to a guy, Lynn, out of my Sunday school class about life and the ministry that we were in and things of that nature. And he was telling me about his outreach program with the city of Jacksonville, the HUD home ownership program and HUD itself. And he ran the rec centers and he was trying to make a difference in people's lives. And I got really excited about what he was talking about. And he was telling me how these families are just stuck in this cycle of failure. They didn't have a source for education. They didn't have a source of information on how to make things better. And he wanted to do something about it. And he was passionate about it. And that passion was contagious. And that drive that he had, and he was talking to me about, I wonder if we could do something. I said, let's get together. You know, at that time, I saw the healthcare industry changing, and the company, I owned an insurance company at that point, and I told my wife that we're going to wind that down, and I don't know what else I'm going to do. I'll be waiting to do something else as long as it's helping people. So this conversation came in line, and one thing led to another, and we met with the City Council of Jacksonville. We met with several organizations and departments and started researching HUD and housing and things of that nature, and what I found was disturbing. First and foremost, something really scary that I don't know if you all are aware of. There are more foreigners that own U.S. soil than U.S. citizens. So I was doing my research into the HUD home ownership program, which is what Lynn was working with, and when I came across that statistic, that really scared me. Because if you trace back all of the property management companies and all the acquisitions of real estate, more than 75% of them are owned by foreign hedge fund companies. Think about it for a second. All the people each year that the U.S. citizens that vacate their homes through foreclosure, they're stressed exiting of a home. Who's coming in and gobbling up those homes from the banks and then renting them back out to us? So I became passionate at that point about changing that and doing something about that and creating a program that didn't exist. And so I started pulling together resources, and the foundation was created as a result of that. We look at the housing program that we have to offer. We started with just the housing program and rolled out the transportation program 4 years later, 4 or 5 years later. And then we rolled out the personal development program. The concept there is to layer in, as families are coming through our housing and transportation program, those personal development concepts, and it's a vast list of things, while we're interacting with those families to be able to impact their life at the root, which is their mindset. You can read more about that on the website, but in essence, that's how we got started. And today, we have three programs, housing, transportation, personal development.